I've seen in my time my fair share of romantic comedies, a.k.a. chick flicks. I've seen enough of them to know that there is a pattern that tirelessly is repeated throughout each one. At the beginning, an unlikely pair get together, and they fall in love, and soon enough a problem arises, and they split apart. And in every one of these movies, there is then a climactic love scene at the end. Wow. Can't pay you enough for things like that. But never, in all of the movies I've seen, has there been a climactic love scene that happens over the phone. Never do these climactic love scenes happen at a distance. Someone picks up the phone or sends a telegram that says, "Hey, I love you." In Jerry Maguire, Jerry runs down the hallway of the football stadium, climbs on the plane, and shows up in the middle of Renee Zellweger's living room to declare his love for her. In Pretty Woman, Richard Gere climbs the fire escape to be with, profess his love for Julia Roberts. In Sleepless in Seattle and Apparently Affair to Remember, the two lovers meet on the top of the Empire State Building. In Notting Hill, Julia Roberts shows up in Hugh Grant's bookstore, and then when Hugh Grant blows it, he shows up at the airport. In Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze crashes the party so he can dance with Jennifer Grey. Yeah. And I've seen all of these. Except for Affair to Remember. I've been married 6.5 years and did enough dating before that I have seen every one of these movies. And from these I know, and we all know, that love means that you show up in the middle of whatever is happening in the life of the one you love. Throughout the Bible story, which is the greatest of all love stories, God had shown up in the lives of his people time and time and time again, but never like he showed up on Christmas. Christmas and the gospel stories that follow it are the climactic love scene of God's story. And we are told in 1 John that God became flesh so that we could know, without a doubt, God's love for us. That's what the incarnation of Christ is about. And the subsequent story of the Gospels, as we read these stories, as we picture these scenes, as we see the child in the manger and among the sick and on the cross and so on, we know that God loves us. And we're told in 1 John that God is, not that just does God love us, God is love. In verse 7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." Love is at the core of who God is. God's essence, God's being is love. The aroma of God is love. If you've ever known someone who wore cologne or perfume, you know that even when they leave the room, you still know that they were there, right? For better or for worse. That's the case with God. Even in the fall when heaven and earth were ripped apart and we cast God out of the Creator out of his creation, we still experience the aroma of God's love in this world that he's created. God's love still permeates the creation. And we sometimes forget where that aroma comes from. We think it's something that originates in our hearts, or it's just this human thing that we love. But all love, the Bible tells us, is sourced in the love of God. It's who God is. And God shows his love for us by showing up. God opens himself up to us and gives us a chance to look in at the very heart of who he is, at the core of who he is. And what we see is Jesus. See, God sees us clinging within this world to a sense of beauty amidst the world's brokenness, and rejoicing in the delights of this world even as we experience the decay of death. And he sees us clinging to hope amidst all of the fears that we face, and it's right in the middle of that that God shows up. As that hymn, or as that carol, A Little Town of Bethlehem says, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Right in the middle of our human experience comes God. Christmas is the climactic scene in God's love story where God says, I am here and I love you, and you can know that I love you because I am here, because I've shown up. Now, of course, the story doesn't end there in the manger. God doesn't just show up. He walks among us. He touches people. He speaks to people. And all of the things that the Gospels tell us. And he dies for people. But in the Christmas story, it's almost like the shepherds and the magi could practically quote Renee Zellweger, you know, you had me at hello. They know by God showing up, just being here, that God loves us. Jesus gives new meaning to Isaiah 43, where God says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, for I am the Lord your God, and I love you. We need, because of Christmas and the gospel story, never again doubt that God loves us, no matter what happens in our lives. He has come in the midst of our hopes and our fears to be with us. God loves us, and he shows us that by showing up. Now, we're going to get to the part two of this, what it means to be an incarnational church, but I thought it would be appropriate for us to just spend a moment on this reality that God loves us, and to sing a hymn of praise about it. So I want to invite you to open up your hymnals, number 111. This is an Advent hymn, and Kevin will play through it once in case you haven't heard it. Number 111, Of the Father's Love Begotten, This is Who Jesus Is. Amen. Just before I move on, that song has this beautiful picture of the Trinity, which is this great, very central Christian doctrine that it says that God is relationship. That there is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and they are one. And that is how God was love, even before he created us, even before he created this world. God was love. The Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son loving each other in this, what scholars have, or theologians have called this dance of love that God is. God's love then causes us to ask the question, what does that mean for us as the body of Christ? If Jesus is the embodiment of God's love, how are we now living out that love and embodying it to the world? Now, I would never, ever, ever say that romantic comedies are the ultimate picture of God's love. They're not. They're not even close. But I think in this case, where all these climactic love scenes center us on this lover showing up in the life of the beloved, these movies scratch the surface of this profound truth that love shows up. And to understand that is vital if we are to live out the incarnation in this world. But the very first step in loving is to show up in a physical, very real way. And not only showing up, but, you know, Christmas goes beyond just God showing up. God shows up where we least expect it and how we least expect him to show up. And so that's the question for us. Not just who is already in our lives, but who can we be showing up for that might not even expect it? But we could start by talking about the church. We could start by showing up for each other, that when we gather for worship, it's not just about me doing my spiritual thing for the week, that we are as a community showing up together. I mean, you could sit at home and watch church services on TV. You could listen to the sermon online. We post that for your benefit. But as a community, we show up for one another. And that's the idea of things like focus groups as well, that we would show up in each other's living rooms, that we would be together physically present with one another to glorify together and to grow together, showing up for one another in the church. But then there's that glow thing, not just the glorify and the grow, but the glow. What does that mean? Well, I have some suggestions. Maybe parents, maybe it means showing up on your kid's bed one night before they go to sleep and talking about that topic that you really want to avoid, the thing that's really hard to talk about. Not just to assume that they know about it or to let teachers talk about it or our church talk about it, but for you to show up in the place where your child is struggling and having questions and just learning about, for you to show up on their bed at night and have that conversation with them. Maybe it means that there's this neighbor on your block or in your apartment complex or wherever you live that no one really likes. And maybe for reasons that you know of, but maybe it means showing up on their doorstep with an invitation the next time you hold a gathering of some sort. Or maybe holding a gathering at your house just so you can invite that person that doesn't get invited to anything else. Maybe it means that there's a neighborhood in town or a group of people that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe it's dangerous. Maybe the people are different from you. And showing up in that neighborhood to serve them, maybe just to be with them, to worship with them, showing up at New Vision on Cherry Street with people that are a congregation that is very unlike what we see as we look around this morning. Maybe it means, as our association has begun this partnership with the church in El Salvador. Maybe it means a group of us showing up in El Salvador sometime to meet our brothers and sisters in Christ there and minister with them and serve with them where they live. Or maybe during the holidays this next week, there is an estranged friend or family member, someone who, for whatever reason, you don't talk to anymore. Maybe they've cut you off or you've cut them off or something. And maybe it means showing up on their doorstep and sharing God's love with them and being God's love to them. All of this because love shows up. God has shown us his love by showing up in the most unexpected way as one of us in our neighborhood. And the world will know God's love when we show up in unexpected places and make God's love known in visible, tangible, physical ways to people who can barely glimpse this truth that God does in fact love them too. Let's pray. God, help us to know what it means that you are love. Help us to see what it would be like if we could say that about ourselves. That love is at the very core of who we are. That love was the aroma that we left in a room when we departed. And when people thought of us, they would say, that is someone who knows that they are loved and who loves. God, give us wisdom and guide us into the places that where we can show up. Give us the courage to show up in those unexpected places so that people who don't expect it can experience your love. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to give you just a moment, maybe a couple minutes. Maybe Kevin can play a little bit to think about that, you know, that question. Where is a place that you can show up this week maybe, or a way that you can show up to someone in your life so that they can know God's love for them and your love for them. So we're just going to take a couple minutes to think about that.